Hey, Slingers, welcome to another week of the Word Slinger podcast, and it is November, and that means NaNoWriMo, so we're going to be talking that coming up next. Hey, how you doing on money? I know it's a touchy subject, but I got something that may help you out. See, I'm using an app called Acorns, and it helps me manage some investing, put some money back, get a little interest. It's kind of nice to watch my money grow. So I want to share that with you. Go to kevintomlinson.com/acorns and you'll get some free money. See you there.
It's the Word Slinger Podcast, where story matters. Build your brand. Write your book. Redefine who you are. It's all about the story here. What's yours? Now. Here's the guy who invented pants optional, Kevin Tomlinson, the Word Slinger.
Word Slinger.
Well, I am Kevin Tomlinson, the Word Slinger. I am currently enjoying some rare cold weather here in the Houston area. It's like 31 degrees right now. That is unusual. I know there are plenty of you, and I'm going to get plenty of emails from people with like -1, -20. You Canadians are not allowed to email me with comparisons. You're going to have to just accept that it is cold here. So anyway, I actually got out this morning, went and took my usual little walk. I had my bag with me, my iPad, and I went and sat at the local Starbucks and knocked out a chapter or two. And, you know, it was nice and cozy in there, but it was kind of a trek getting there. We're just not prepared for cold weather here. I mean, it's been, I don't know, 2,000 years of summer. I think somewhere around June, it started getting hot here and just stayed that way. Just triple-digit heat the whole time. So it is a relief. It was a relief when things kind of dropped down in the 50s, and now it's sort of, it's a little on the too cold side. But it's nice. It's very nice outside. It's very sunny. I'm enjoying it. So, you know, it's, you really shouldn't talk about the weather, I guess. It's kind of cliche to talk about the weather, but it is something that's like immediately on my mind right now. So something else that's on my mind right now is, NaNoWriMo, or National Novel Writing Month, because as of the release date for this episode, which should be, barring any issues, November 1st. So you should be listening to this on or after November 1st, 2019. NaNoWriMo officially starts today. This past week, my good friend and business partner of sorts, we were still kind of hashing out how this is going to work, but my friend Roland Denzel and I did a webinar, and it was actually a redo. We tried doing a webinar last week, last Friday, and we announced it, and I sent emails out, and I got all kinds of people interested in it. We had quite a few people turn up for it, and then just imploded, and it was a technology thing. In fact, things got so bad, and I decided to go ahead and drop some money on a brand new MacBook Pro, which should arrive in a few days. I'm very excited. I maxed it out. I'm like, I like to future-proof my computers as much as possible. And I've been operating off of a MacBook Air for a few years now, 4 or 5 years now. I maxed that out when I got it too. So I like to future-proof. It's very expensive when you're future-proofing with Apple. It gets very pricey very quickly. And, you know, I spent so much time. An update on this. I've talked about trying to use the iPad, go all iPad. I'm going to tell you, it works. If all I was doing was writing and maybe some, you know. Well, let me put it this way. I can do everything on the iPad. It's just that it takes a lot longer for some things than I want. And maybe it's just a learning curve thing. You know, because I'm used to doing it on the MacBook, Doing it on the iPad just took longer. But then there were a couple of limitations that I bumped into that just became very frustrating. So I consider it a good experiment. I can operate, we're going to say, 90% of my business on just my iPad Pro, and that's great. So that makes it a perfect backup solution, travel solution. You know, I love the fact that it's got the built-in LTE, so I can, you know, I could take it with me and write, and it's a very focused writing environment. So I think as a writing tool, I really do enjoy the iPad and the iPhone for their individual traits. But for the actual production work, especially video and that sort of thing, I've decided that the MacBook is the way to go. So for those of you who were following that whole drama, that epic tale of Kevin and the iPad, it all worked out really well. Honestly, I think for 99% of authors in the world, an iPad Pro or even just an iPhone with a Bluetooth keyboard would be an amazing way to build and grow your author career. I mean, it's just inexpensive. You've probably already got one of these things. I found the keyboard that I always recommend, the Logitech 3, it's a 3-device keyboard. God, man, I can't remember the model number. Why did I even start this sentence? I can't remember the model number, but I found it in Target, of all places, the other day. Now, it's like $40 in Target versus about $30 on Amazon. But it just shows you that for a $40 investment, if you already have like a smartphone or anything that can use Bluetooth, anything that can use a Bluetooth keyboard, you know, for a very insignificant investment, honestly, you've got everything you need to write on the go. I love the idea of writing with your iPhone or iPad because you can write from anywhere, and the always-on internet connectivity, if you happen to have that for your smart tablet, that gives you the ability to research but also to publish on the go. And, you know, there are Wi-Fi hotspots everywhere now, so there's really nothing keeping you from doing this. And that really dovetails nicely with the topic of today's episode, which is NaNoWriMo, and really just the idea of writing a book in 30 days, or whatever time frame you want. And that's what the webinar that Roland and I did was all about, and I'm going to be rebroadcasting that. I'm going to kind of retool my Wordslinger podcast mailing list, and I'm going to start emphasizing that a little more. So if you will hop on over to the Wordslinger podcast website, right now, for whatever reason, the domain is pointing to my homepage. I'm still working on why that's happening. I haven't had time to look into that. But if you go to wordslingerpodcast.com, you can click on the podcast link at the top. There's a in the menu, Wordslinger Podcast is up there. Click on that, and that'll take you to the show's official page. And from there, you can actually join the mailing list. And you might want to do that because I think things are about to start happening. I've been working on a few things with a couple of different people, and I think we're going to see some interesting growth in the future. But I intend to be, email out a link to watch this webinar where Roland and I talked about some of the tips and advice we have for writing in 30 days or less. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I keep clearing my throat. So that all that said, you're going to want to check that out. I just wanted to kind of address a couple of the things that I think NaNoWriMo participants are going to be interested in. But I want to emphasize something here. When I talk about this stuff, it's not just for Nano. It is, to me, these are essential skills that you can use to get ahead in your writing career. And as a matter of fact, just today, actually, I say that, and I don't know for sure that this came out today or not. Let me double check. October 22nd. So on October 22nd, an article was posted on the Written World Media blog, writtenworldmedia.com, and it is titled Author Income: How to Make a Living from Your Writing. And I'm really enjoying, I've read most of the article so far. I haven't read the entire thing yet. But the bits that I've read click very well with some of my philosophy about building a lucrative writing career. And I like that they, now this is Ricky Wallman. She's the CEO, founder of Written Word Media. You know them as Free Booksy, Bargain Booksy, all those. So I am looking this article over. One of the things I like is she broke down three segments of authors. And I like the segments. So they break down thusly. number one is emerging authors. And these are authors who have never made more than 60K in a year from book sales. Number two is 60Kers. And those are authors who have made over 60K in a year from book sales. And number three is 100Kers. And those are authors who have made over $100,000 a year from book sales. We're talking U.S. dollars here. So I like those three categories, those three silos. Those make sense to me. I think emerging authors is a great term for the folks who are either just starting out or have been doing it for a while and they're not quite clicking, not quite making the money they maybe want to make. One second, I'm going to sip some water. Delicious water. Okay. But in this, one of the first findings, the very first finding is something I wanted to talk about in conjunction with NaNoWriMo. And it is finding number one, the number of books in your catalog matters to your author income, period, a lot, period. And she's got a nice little chart here, the median number of books published. And it's the emerging authors have, you know, between 0 and 6 books published. 60Kers tend to have between 0 and maybe 22, 23 books published. And 100Kers tend to have more than 25 books published. In my experience, and she says in the text actually, it's that it's 28 books, the average 28 books, while the 60Kers the average 22. So in my experience, this is exactly right. Now, if you're getting into writing and your goal is you want to produce art, you want to tell the story that you have in your mind, in your heart, and money is not a factor, then you can write anything you want and put it out there and market and promote that book. And there is always the chance that it's going to do great. more likely, it's going to just be read by a handful of people here and there. Now, if you happen to get a traditional contract for that book, you may do a lot better financially for it. So I'm not saying that you have to do the, you know, put 28 books out in order to succeed. It is possible to succeed with just 1 to 5 books, but it is a lot less likely, is the point. Now, for the 60K crowd, putting out the, 22 books? You know, that's a great target, but check out the gap between 60,000 and 100,000. You go from, there's no guarantees here. Let's just make this straight comment right off the bat. But this, on average, the folks making $60,000 have around 22 books out. On average, the folks making $100,000 a year have 28 books out. That's a difference of only 6 books. So the bulk, this is pure 80-20, by the way. If you follow Pareto's law and the whole 80-20 principle, check out how this translates into real world numbers here. So you've got the average number of people making $60,000 a year from their book sales have 22 books out. That means that they spent the majority of their book writing time making less than $60,000 on average. And who knows what the scale is like? You know, who knows at what point they're making even $50,000? How many books did they have out at that point? Or $10,000 a year? But the difference between making 60K and making 100K on average is 6 additional books. So you can see where being able to write rapidly could be very lucrative for you, could actually help you build the kind of writing career you want. I've experienced this on my own. Now, since I've shifted, so I have around 50 books out, okay? Since I shifted to writing only thrillers back in officially I started writing them in 2015. They published in 2016. So let's just say three-ish years, 4 years nominally. Is that right? That is right. So here we are. Let's call it 4 years. In 4 years, I've watched my income just skyrocket because I am concentrating on building this series. And I'm writing, you know, on average, you know, I was writing a book a month for a while there, and I took some time off to do some other things and explore other avenues, and, you know, I'm putting out fewer books a year, but every book I put out bumps the baseline of my income just that much further. And so my goal is to get the 28 books in that series, get that one series making 100 grand a year, you know, because I'm already above that with sort of the grand total because of the number of books I have. So that's working out really great for me financially. But then I've decided, you know, I want to see how far I can take that. So writing rapidly and writing well can be very beneficial to you. There are other things in this article, and you should definitely check it out. The title of the article, you could probably just search this. It's on writtenworldmedia.com. It's called Author Income, How to Make a Living from Your Writing. Go find that. I'll try to make sure I put a link to that in the show notes. More water. I know it's disgusting to some people. I'm sorry. Maybe it's an ASMR kind of thing for some for some folks. You're welcome. That's a bonus. Okay. So, writing rapidly is not an impossible task, and it doesn't have to equate to garbage out, right? What you want to do is focus on writing consistently. So if you sit down, and like I give the whole 30-day author formula in the webinar we did, and I'll give it to you here too. And you can get this, by the way, when you sign up for the mailing list. Hopefully I've got this set up before this goes live, but you can get this this download for free. I've got a little infographic that is the 30-day author formula, and it's how to write a book in 30 days, parentheses, or less. It should be fewer, but I, you know, whatever. I like less. Sounds better. So the formula is, I'm just going to I'm not going to give you the little acronyms. I'm just going to break it out for you. If you divide your total word target by your total days to completion, you will get your total daily target. That means that in order to write the book at the length you want, in the time frame you want, you need to write this many words per day. So in terms of NaNoWriMo, they consider a book a 50,000 word manuscript, okay? And they want you to write that in a 30-day period. So that means you're writing 1,667 words per day, which is a little bit rounded up. So if you wanted to go for a lengthier book, you know, that's going to change your words per day. If you're going to want to go for a protracted amount of time, that's going to change your words per day. But you can play with the formula, and you'll be able to determine exactly how many words per day to put down to knock that book out as quickly as you need to. Now, all that said, it's not as easy as just deciding I'm going to write, you know, 5,000 words a day. But 5,000 words a day would be pretty remarkable. Most people aren't doing anywhere near that. In fact, these days, I don't even do that. I was doing 5,000 a day. And I've got it down to like 2,500 a day right now while I do other things. And that is a key thing to consider. Your life will enter into this equation. Whatever your goals are, whatever you are trying to accomplish with your life, you need to remember writing isn't your entire life, right? Shouldn't be. I mean, maybe it is for a brief time. And in fact, what I would recommend is if you are able to do this, Something that helped me out a great deal is when I left, I had a role as a marketing director for a software company back in like 2014. I left that role and I bought out my stock options and everything and cashed all that in. And that gave me about 2 years worth of income, or 2 years worth of buffer, really, so that I could focus on building my writing business. Now, I'd also been writing as a freelance copywriter for years, even when I was employed by other companies, I was still a freelance copywriter, making pretty good money at that. So I really had some financial advantages here, I'll admit. But if you can get into a position where you could just do, let's just say you could somehow manage 3 months of intensive writing. And I mean, I'm not saying quit your job. What I'm saying is, sacrifice for 3 months, tell your family, I'm going to spend 3 months doing this. Arrange your life and your schedule so that you can spend an intensive amount of time chunking out 3 books, we'll say. Okay. Hold on. You should not have gotten that alert, but I did. So you're going to, I hate when I forget to turn off the notifications. So you're going to spend some time working on books for your series, we'll say. And we're just going to ignore questions of should you plot or should you pants for now. We're just going to say that you figured it out and you can write. Let's say you're gonna aim for 60,000 words per book. Okay. I can already hear the people objecting. Okay, fine. 80,000 words per book. That's a decent length book. It's under 100K. That is a fairly average number. Okay. So, you're going to write 80,000 words and you are going to do that in 30 days. And that means you need to write 2,667 words per day. Okay. Which is, a pretty good number, but you can do it. That's a pretty big number, but you can do it. And the way you do it is you need to figure out what your ideal writing time is. And if you can write in that time, great. If not, you need to do, this is essential. You need to do what I call write ugly, edit later. That means write without editing your work. When you edit your work as you write, it will exponentially increase the amount of time it takes to finish a book, which means it will exponentially increase the odds that you don't finish that book. So your goal to write fast is to write without editing. Now, for those who have trouble with that, there is a method that I call looping and that Dean Wesley Smith calls something else entirely. And I'm going to see if I can find it. Because in his book, Writing Into the Dark, he talks about his process. And I, for some dumb reason, can never keep the term in my brain that he uses for this. That's not going to help. So if you have trouble with the idea of writing without editing, what you can do is what I call looping, which is Dean Wesley Smith does this thing where he'll write 500 words and then he'll jump back and edit those 500 words and then write the next 500 words. And I think that is a brilliant way to approach the writing process. As you write, with or without an outline, as you write, you are able to jump back, do the edit, satisfy that gnawing urge, to edit your work. And then get right back to it, and you keep the momentum going, right? So for me, I write my daily word count, and that is right now it's 2,500 words. The next day, before I start writing again, I go through that, I read that, and I edit and rewrite that, and then I let the momentum of it carry me through the next 2,500 words. And then that way, Again, I built up the momentum. I can keep going. So that is a process that will help you sort of re-enter that headspace, get back into the groove of it, and continue the writing. Now, that takes time, though. So, you know, only use that if you just cannot, for whatever reason, turn off that urge to edit your work. When it comes to NaNoWriMo, if you're really going to beat that 30 days, you know, it is best to just write without thinking about it. Don't go back. Don't look at the work. Don't decide this is imperfect and I have to fix it. If you do that, you're going to lose it. And don't worry about whether things are gelling, whether the concepts are sticking, whether you forgot something from chapter 3. You know, write ugly. Just get the story on the page. And once it's on the page, you can come back and edit it later. If you do this, I promise you, you will write faster and you'll write better. And as you do this over and over again, you pick up the skill of writing really well without having to constantly reference the previous work. You know, constantly reference outlines, treatments, previous chapters, because you'll grow to trust yourself. You know that later you're going to be an editor. And when you start editing and rewriting, you're going to remember the rest of the story. So you're going to say, oh, yeah, I did introduce a shotgun in this chapter, but I never fired it. So I need to go and, you know, this is Chekhov's gun, by the way. I need to go and make sure that thing goes off toward the end of the book. Or you may remember that, you know, your ending depends a great deal on your main character finding this widget that is somewhere, you know, laying around, and maybe a knife in the kitchen to fend off the intruder. You can now add that knife earlier in the book, and it'll make you look prescient. It'll make you look like you just knew. You just planned this ahead of time, and you hid this little secret Easter egg that only came into play later. Because you can put that knife on the kitchen table, mention it once, and never mention it again until it's needed. And the reader will remember that that's there. So this is the magic of looping back and editing. You know, you don't have to do it as you go. You don't have to solve all the problems as you go. Come up with your solution at the end, whatever it may depend on, and keep it in mind when you go back through and re-edit to clean the book up. So that's how you finish a book quickly. And if you are going to make a living as a writer, I'm not telling you it's the only way. I'm not telling you it's even the best way. I'm telling you that this is a very good way and very well documented and consistent way to make a living and make very good money as an author. And that is to produce a large body of work consistently. Make sure it's good. You know, hire editors. If you read this article I mentioned, one of the things she talks about is, you know, the 100Kers tend to hire professional editors, you know. And she even mentions, you know, you would say, well, they've got the money to do that. And she goes on to say, a lot of them say that they don't think they would have gotten to where they are without paying those editors. So if you can get someone to help you edit and improve your work, that is going to help you out tremendously. I have to tell you, I had an issue. Amazon has had an issue lately. It's happened to me twice now that I'm aware of, where they, I did a pre-order. I uploaded the clean edited version of the book on time, just before the date that I was told to do it. And then they reverted it back to the placeholder text that I had put in there and released that as the book. So I've gotten hundreds of emails and complaints and reviews saying that the book is needs editing, that it's got a lot of typos and missing words and mistakes. So I've been dealing with that. So just be aware, sometimes you do all the work and it backfires on you anyway. So working on it. Okay, so that is it. I hope you got something useful for NaNoWriMo out of this. I'm going to wrap us up because we're at 30 minutes. But if you still got questions, you still, if you're still thinking about this and on the fence about something, feel free to pop on over to wordslingerpodcast.com, hit the contact button, and send me an email, and I will happily help you out. I'll give you some advice, and maybe I'll even read your question on the air. for a future episode or something. So that's going to do it. It's going to wrap us up. So good luck, NaNoWriMers. Good luck on the contest part of this, but more importantly, just I wish you the best, and I hope for your success when it comes to after NaNo. But this is a great excuse to just plow through and learn how to write around your life, and because frankly, as stressful as it may be to try to do a 50,000 word book in 30 days. During Thanksgiving holidays and family get-togethers and all that, I'm talking mostly the U.S. crowd, but during November, around the rest of your life, as stressful as that can be, that is, it's a great, like, toss the kid into the water way to learn to swim here. I think you're going to learn a lot from the experience, and I can't wait to hear your war stories. So, that's it. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Pop on over to wordslingerpodcast.com and sign up for the Wordslinger Podcast mailing list, where I'm going to start pushing some stuff out over the next few months that I think you're definitely going to want to check out. One thing in particular I can't wait to announce. We're almost done with it, so get in there so you know about it before anyone else. And otherwise, God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. I'm going to the Renaissance Festival here in Texas. If you're out there, say hi. Look us up. And other than that, happy writing. And I'll see you next time.
Wordslinger.